W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden marked the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by speaking at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. CBS's Jerika Duncan has details.
Speaking to parishioners, the president reiterated a theme he's called on before, redeeming the soul of America.
A dream in which we all deserve liberty and justice. And it's still the task of our time to make that dream a reality because it's not there yet.
But in our nation's capital, the president faces a political nightmare. This weekend's disclosure that more classified documents had been found is powering Republican plans for investigations.
CBS national security contributor and former acting CIA director Michael Morrill weighed in on that on Face the Nation.
I think we need a separate bipartisan task force that looks at how White House's handle classified information throughout an administration, but particularly at the end. And I think they need to make recommendations going forward so that these documents are handled with much greater rigor.
Also on Face the Nation this morning, Utah Congressman Chris Stewart, who talked about this week's debt ceiling deadline. He says Republicans are ready to work with Democrats on a solution.
We certainly want to work with them, and we hope that they'll work with us and the president will work with us. Look, I'm not a fan of government shutdowns. I honestly don't know anyone who is. It doesn't help.
The Treasury Secretary warns the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June if Congress doesn't take extraordinary measures soon. In Nepal, at least 68 people have died when their plane crashed into a gorge. CBS's Remy Innocencio has the latest.
Of the 72 people aboard, most were Nepali, with others from Australia, Ireland, France, India, Russia, and South Korea. Miraculously, a few people are believed to have survived. This man saying he and police officers helped three injured. Officials are investigating the cause of the crash. Nepal has a poor record of flight safety. At least 13 planes have gone down in the Himalayan nation in the past 30 years.
Reports show no Americans were on board. The rain is relentless in California, where yet another round of storms is set to hit later tonight. Jake Gordon's in Seal Beach.
I was pretty surprised. I've seen it flood on the south side of the pier a few times, but not like that. There's so much water.
Most of the state has seen record amounts of rain. At least 19 people have died. Well, in case you missed it, Miss USA is now Miss Universe. Texas model and fashion designer Arbonne Gabriel was crowned last night. She was the first Filipino-American to win Miss USA back in October. The runner-up in the competition, Miss Venezuela. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Discussions about the dangers of football are resurfacing again after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during a recent game.
Football may be the most dangerous sport when you consider the number of brain injuries aside from the actual game.
Most obvious thing is limiting head impacts in practice. The best evidence says that over two-thirds of head impacts occur during practices.
The reasons why from Mass General Brigham brain injury physician Dr. Daniel Dennisvar.
There's a lot more practices than there are games. Everyone is competing constantly throughout the practice, whereas in a game, there are people that are subbing in and subbing out.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
DeMar Hamlin cheered on his team from home this week as he continued his recovery. Buffalo beat the Miami Dolphins 34-31 in an AFC wildcard playoff game. Hamlin did visit his teammates at Bills Stadium yesterday, but he hasn't been in public much since his collapse a few weeks ago. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with unbelievable extended end-of-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL. Steel.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Act fast, because for a limited time only, General Steel is extending its end of year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. That's Fro and Friday Night. And we'll have a talk with Harold Fro in just a couple of minutes. But first, I want to tell you to be sure you hit the website, civicmedia.us, for all the podcasts and everything. Still to come in the show tonight, we have Jordan Story live in the Devil's Lair. And Iftikhar coming up in just a few minutes, Rocker.
Oh, Jimmy, they are. I'm turning up headphones for our guest that just got in the studio here.
You know, it's funny. I looked over to the and there was no rocker when I tossed it. There we
go. I was just turning some stuff up.
And here's Rocker.
Jimmy, Harold Fro Davis is a vibey electric guitarist and former New Yorker. He melds rhythm and blues, funk, jazz, rock, ambient, and other elements into his music and has released 3 albums. Harold spent more than 25 years as the band leader, but his current focus is on solo guitar performances. Harold is performing at the Cargo Cafe in the Mad City on Friday, January 20th, and on the phone with us right now is Harold Fro Davis. Harold, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Harold?
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Harold, you came to Madison from New York City, and in a moment we'll ask you about what brought you to Wisconsin. But for our listeners who are unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into music.
Oh, well, I had a ukulele in my single-digit years, and I was always fascinated with sound. But when I was 3 or 4 years old with the ukulele, I wasn't playing, I was posing, you know. I have a photo, old photo of me in front of the Christmas tree with Kiss makeup on and the ukulele.
Perfect.
I love your style, a uke and Kiss makeup. That's perfect.
Yeah. It's on my social media, but so I started playing guitar seriously at 11, and it's been 36 years now. So I've done a little bit of a lot genre-wise, and I guess that's what comes out, you know, a melding of a lot of different things.
Well, you sound like you have a few Jeff Beck influences in there.
Oh yeah, rest in peace, man. What a player, you know, and just to keep growing. So, I mean, total inspiration for sure.
Now, tell us about your music career in New York City. That's where you were before Madison, and what were you doing out in New York?
Oh, I was doing a lot of different stuff, my own stuff, but for 12 years I was playing, you know, other people's music and my own, whether it be singer-songwriter stuff to hip-hop stuff to heavy metal, you know, just about anything, really.
What areas in New York were you playing?
Mostly the city, but some in Long Island and Brooklyn, where I lived in Brooklyn. New York City's too expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere's getting expensive, but I did a little bit of a lot.
It's kind of weird. There's at least 2 or 3 artists here in Madison, and I can think of Megan Rose being one of them, Rocker.
Yep.
Where they're from Madison and moved to New York to broaden their career. But here you are, Fro, moving from New York City to Madison. Tell us about this move.
Why?
Well, it's, you know, you don't need a car, you know, to get around, and there's a different restaurant, you know, a lot of, ethnic restaurants and, you know,
there is.
Yeah, you know, you can't get that in some other places, you know, so yeah, my wife and I don't have a car and and why not, you know, New York was too much to like. It wasn't sustainable to to keep so you, it out there.
So you moved to Madison so you could walk to restaurants.
Well, no, walk to work. Or, you know, just, I don't know, just that convenience. You know, I think if I get another vehicle, it's going to be a spaceship to get out of here. But right.
What was the draw for Madison?
Well, I mean, if we went west, we would need a car. If we went south, we would need a car or two cars. And it just, you know, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, keep things going, you know, with music and everything else. And I don't know. We have my brother-in-law is here. And while we were deciding, like, where are we going to go next? And, like, he texted, like, why don't you guys think about Madison?
So yes. We're like,
okay, yeah. Yeah, we had been here once before, 8 years ago, but we liked it. But obviously, you know, 7-8 years ago was different too. But I mean, it still seems pretty awesome from, you know, the 6 months that we've lived here. So,
well, it's to our benefit. Harold, you have been a band leader for over 25 years, but you are starting here in Madison, performing solo guitar. Tell us a little bit about the transition and now solo guitar as opposed to the band.
Well, I'm brand new and I don't really know a lot of musicians here. I mean, I've gotten to meet some, but I don't know, give myself a fresh start in a way, but I've done solo guitar over the years. I just haven't, I mean, I'm doing it to a different degree now. I don't know. It's just the need to do something else and be self-sufficient. You know, I mean, the music business is really up and down, you know, as far as playing gigs and places opening and closing and that. And, you know, maybe I could get into some other things. Maybe I could play at an art gallery or a museum or something like that. You know, widen my perspective if I, you know, like sometimes like the band context is too much for some, you know, especially my music, which is kind of a little bit all over the place. Just like, well, I thought you were going to play nice music, you know. I've had nice a couple music. Gigs like that, you know. You know what I mean.
All music is nice. I don't know. Harold Fro Davis is on the phone with us right now here on Max Inc. Radio. Harold, you mentioned that you met a couple of musicians. You obviously met Dana Perry because you have a show coming up at the Cargo Cafe here in Madison on Friday, January 20th. Spill the beans on the details of that show and what can the attendees expect to see and hear?
Well, I mean, I'm playing electric guitar. I'm not playing acoustic guitar. Electric is more my voice, and I'm playing new songs, old songs, and, you know, it's a little bit of a lot. I mean, it's funky, it's jazzy, there's some rock elements, it's ambient. It's not sort of a singer-songwriter, you know, strumming kind of stuff. It's a little more active, near classical stuff, too, you know, so I don't know. I'm still kind of figuring it out. I had a set list that I decided on and I'm like, well, maybe I'll change my mind again. I did. I have like 45 minutes. I think I'm going to try to play like 13 songs.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep it rolling. I probably won't talk too much. Well, I don't really sing anyway. So,
right.
Have everything just kind of blend into the next thing.
I tell you, Dana Perry's a good friend of the show here, and she does a wonderful job getting a bunch of bands and new people in at the Cargo Coffee there on East Washington Avenue. So that show's coming up Friday, January 20th, 6:30, Cargo Music Presents.
6:30 sharp.
There's no punk rock starting the...
There's another band, Jazz Flux from Milwaukee.
Okay.
So they're playing afterwards, so
that's awesome. Where can we find your music online?
I'm on Instagram. You could see the videos of the solo stuff. The handle is Harold _, you know, that line at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Pro. Facebook, Harold .J.Davis. And I have a Reverb Nation page, Harold, ReverbNation.com, Harold Fro. And the YouTube is Harold Fro Davis, you could search. So, and then I have tunes on that my album's on Spotify, although I try to get them removed. It hasn't happened yet. But they are on iTunes and other stuff. You can find them on iTunes. And I have a couple physical discs of my second album that I'll bring with me at my gig, the gig on the 20th.
Nice. Well, hopefully we get to hear more songs from you. And we really appreciate you stopping by. Welcome to Madison, Harold.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Let's hear one of your songs right now. This is Fro. It's called Go Easy. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the people.
When I was just a boy, my grandpa used to set me on his knee. He'd make up little stories, and I would sit and rattle his keys. By the pictures he had drawn on his arms, I was amazed when he told me he put them there in 1944. In Grandpa's tattoos, a young ambitious boy becomes a man. In Grandpa's tattoos, our victories we'll never understand. In that old green ink, a story of a world that he once knew. A world that we might never know ourselves, in Grandpa's tattoos. When he just a boy, enlisted and set sail at 17. And 16 million kids went off to save the world from tyranny. I remember back. lost on me somehow. In Grandpa's tattoos, a young ambitious boy becomes a man. In Grandpa's tattoos, our victories will never
Seek Radio, we are local music. That's Little Red Wolf there in Half a Century. Driveway Drift Thrillers before that. They have a show coming up Friday, January 20th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. That's going to be a good time. That's with Joseph Hubert and MK Ultra. Hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good Saturday evening, a good weekend. Max Inc. Radio on the air across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. It's all at thespaceship.tv, which is a virtual music venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your favorite local bands. Check them out online, thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv. Stick around. Iftikhar is coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. More classified documents have been found at President Biden's home in Delaware. CBS's Skylar Henry.
White House officials maintain they're handling the legal matters by the book, but House Republicans have launched an investigation of their own into how this happened, asking the White House for visitor logs from the Wilmington residents and pouncing on what they call a double standard compared to the DOJ's probe into former President Trump.
Mr. Biden spoke about our democracy at Ebenezer Baptist in Atlanta today, where Martin Luther King Jr. was a pastor.
Remember that the power to redeem the soul of America lies where it always has lay, in the hands of we the people.
The U.S. could hit a debt ceiling soon. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
If you look just in the last 4 years that Democrats were in the majority, they increased discretionary spending by 30%. When Republicans were in majority for the 8 years prior, they didn't increase it by $1.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Start living for today.
Yeah, start living for two.
Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar and Today. And hey, we're pretty excited about the growing Civic Media Network, and it's only going to get bigger here in 2023. And we're doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, the application date says one day, Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. You hop on the website, fill out the form you need, and then you could walk away with your piece of a $1 million advertising giveaway. It's pretty cool. All the details at civicmedia.us/million. Civicmedia.us/million. It's important you remember the date, January 26th. Also important you write Max Inc. Radio in the referral spot on how you heard about it. It's the Civic Media $1 million advertising giveaway. Details at civicmedia.us/million.
Jimmy, our next guest, what started as a high school's buddy jam session is now headed into its 16th year as the band Iftikhar. The Appleton rock band has released their third album, Lion's Share, amid the beginning of the pandemic and is finally playing a show in Madison at the High Noon Saloon in late January and the Ice Dance Music Festival in Green Lake coming up in February. On the phone with us from Appleton, Wisconsin, is John Schenke of Iftikhar. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, John?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming on.
Now, John, Iftikhar is coming up on 16 years, but for those that are not yet familiar with Iftikhar, tell us about your band.
Yeah, it's, this whole past year was basically a 15-year celebration type of thing, and it's difficult to look back on that kind of time frame. When we started, I was in my 20s. I'm in my 40s now. The songs we played back then are different than what we do now. The band members have certainly changed, other than, me, Kurt, and Zach, some of the founders. The audience members have changed in a lot of ways. But one of the things, as things change, things stay the same, and we, at the end of the day, to your question, who we are, we're a rock band. We're an original rock band from Appleton, Wisconsin. We take the things that we love about music from our own personal perspectives, and those things kind of penetrate our musical output. So me, as a guy that sings most of the songs, a guy that does a lot of the songwriting, a fair amount of the songwriting, a lot of my upbringing with, the classic rock, Neil Young type of aesthetic, that tends to shine through a little bit. But we also have, elements of, psychedelia in there with our love of, Pink Floyd, stuff like that. Some of the electronic music, like Conspirator, Disco Biscuits, stuff like that. And, the jam band sensibilities, like, Fish and other things like that. But, it should be said that we don't do a whole lot of jamming. We don't do a whole lot of improvisation within our songs. Our songs tend to be longer compositions. But, bands like us tend to get placed underneath that jam band umbrella, which is fine. There's a lot of good music in those spaces. So basically what we do is the things that we love about music, it shines through in what we present. And we take things that we think are pretty cool, and we try to do that. So that's us in a nutshell.
Now, I was reading a little bit about the band and noticed that the first single from your latest album, Lion's Share, was due to be released on March 6th, 2020, with a May CD release show. According to my calculations, that's the week before the lockdowns, and I'm guessing the May show never happened. Many bands were trapped in the same dilemma. How did Iftikhar respond? And tell us that story.
Sure. So we had this album in the can, ready to go, in early 2020, like you said. Even before the COVID mess hit us, we were already dealing with another mess of our own. We had a drummer replacement happening. Our drummer who did the album with us, he wanted to start his own band and play guitar. Everybody wants to play guitar these days. Anyway, so we had a new drummer come in, and he learned all the new material. He learned all the old material. He learned everything. We did one show with Todd Van Evenhoven, our new drummer. We did one show with him in February of 2020, and we had the whole plan for the album release We had the, you know, the tour set up. We had the marketing plan. We had everything. And then, of course, everything stopped. So, you know, we took it pretty seriously. You know, a couple guys in the band, myself included, have some health concerns that made the thing a little, you know, whatever side of that fence you want to land on. We took it seriously, is the point. And we did some Zoom meetings, stuff like that. And what we kind of boiled it down to in those early days is we all kind of went to our own separate creative corners. And I started digging into, you know, recording in a real way at home. I had always just done, like, handheld, you know, recording for ideas and stuff. So I started digging into, you know, some real production type stuff with Studio One and, you know, multi-track stuff and things like that. I even did an acoustic live stream of the new album. So I played the entire new album with my looper and acoustic guitar, and I told stories about each song in between and things like that, just as a way to try to connect with the audience. Because we did end up releasing the album in the midst of the COVID shutdown, because we had it there. You know, we'd spent, you know, 2 years working on it. So, you know, we we did like everybody else in the industry and in the world, frankly, did, and tried our best to figure it out as we went.
Now, that album, Lion's Share, recorded in Southern Michigan and produced by Jake Sinninger of Umphrey's McGee, Will Waldman, a multi-platinum recording artist in his own right. Tell us about the making of this record and what made it special. How are you working with these guys?
Sure. So Willie is a guy that, Willie Waldman, most people probably haven't heard his name, but I guarantee you pretty much everybody listening has heard his trumpet on something or the other. He's played on things from, you know, TLC, I think Waterfalls was the track he was on, Tupac, California Love, that trumpet line you hear in there. He's on that. He's played, he did studio work with Sublime. I mean, he played with the Jane's Addiction guys. He's a big-time session player out in L.A. for many years. And he has an all-improv group called the Willie Waldman Project. Now, they toured through the Fox Valley area, I don't know how many years ago, many years ago, and we ended up opening for them. Anyway, we got to know Willie through that, and then a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, we ran into Willie at a music festival, summer camp. And he came in, sat in with us, and after the set, he said, "Hey, I know the Umphrey's McGee guy. You know, we could go record some tracks down there at his studio." And we said, "Yeah, that sounds great." So we did that journey, and, you know, we only had three, four songs to do. We just thought it was going to kind of, you know, be this cool experience that we, you know, just took the trip down there just to do, just a LP or whatever.
Well, that sounds,
you know, after the,
that sounds amazing, but, you know, we are kind of running a little out of time, and I want to make sure that we tell people about the few shows that you have coming up in Wisconsin. In Madison, you're playing at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on January 28th, along with Chicago's Mungeon. And you're also playing February 4th at the Ice Dance Festival at the Heidel House in Green Lake. It's hosted by Feed the Dog, but don't feed him chocolate. Tell us about the Ice Dance Music Festival and the other show that you have coming up at the High Noon.
Yeah, sure. We are the Ice Dance is the first-year fest we're putting on with our friends in Feed the Dog. And, you know, we've got some good bands there, Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos, Armchair Boogie. Steez is a late addition to that lineup. Steady Flow had to pull out, so we added Steez, Kurt Near Sandstone, a bunch of other great bands. There's weekend passes, single day passes, you know, all that stuff can be found at wejam.net, WIJAM.net. And then, yeah, the Munyon Show, they have not come to Madison yet since, you know, they've been around. So when we had the opportunity to build a show there at High Noon, they were the first band we thought of to bring it. So we're excited about those things.
That's awesome. John, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us on Max Inc. Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're going to hear, the next song we're going to hear is Soft Glow, and it's the single that was released in March of 2020, just before the pandemic.
Perfect. Perfect timing.
Here we are. This is Soft Glow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. Inside the lines yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Brand new Iftikhar there and Soft Glow. The name of the album is called Soft Glow. It's really cool. Iftikhar, thanks to John for joining us tonight. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming in about an hour, but coming up next is Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Jordan Story's here. He's tuned and ready to play some live music for us for the hour. Stick around for that. Right now, about some work. An ambulance on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.